This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9, Macca and Nick Rees. We're now going to talk about another disease and another pandemic, not corruption. Not people being paid to do jobs on the sly. We're going to talk about COVID and the spread of this disease. And our next guest is Professor Brendan Crabb from the Burnett Institute. Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm really good. Great to be here.
Great. A lot of people, I hear this all the time, are no longer concerned about COVID. They're taking less care of ensuring that they don't get infected. They're not wearing masks in environments where they should. The rate of third and fourth doses, and I'll disclose here, I've had my fourth dose, is not at the level we'd like. Is it true, Brendan, that the one single thing that we can do more than anything else that will make a really give a positive outcome or reduce the spread of COVID is the wearing of masks? Is that correct?
It probably is correct as we stand at the moment in the crisis, actually, that we're in the midst of at the moment. You know, wearing a mask is one of really only a few proven tools we have. The first one you've mentioned, which is to get vaccinated yep. to the max. So that's four doses for many. For kids, it's two doses. And it's the most important thing you can do. And next to that, at the moment, it's to wear a mask, and not just any mask, a higher quality mask in inverted commas. That yep. means a mask with a better seal, an N95 or P2 mask. Mm. They're not the only things we can do in the more sustainable control measures that we need to have post this wave. But just right now, as an individual, get vaccinated, mask up, be in a ventilated place as best you can, and get tested, because it's very powerful for you to take yourself out of circulation if you're positive. It's a very good thing to do for you and for the community. So they're the things you could do. But I do agree that the next most important thing to vaccination at the moment is to wear a mask.
Brendan, Nick Rees here. Wonderful to have you on the program. Can I ask, is this what the new normal looks like? Is this going to be how our lives go forth from now on, that where each winter we'll have the flu come through, we'll have COVID come through, and we've got people working from home, wearing masks, other sorts of public health restrictions in place. Is this normal now for the rest of our lives?
No, I don't think it has to be. I mean, what we're experiencing now, from my perspective, is self-inflicted to a large extent. I know that you'll hear the view that we've got this unexpected new wave, and gosh, we didn't have any idea that we'd be hit between the eyes with something like this. Look, ever since Omicron came along, and really before that, it was pretty clear that the notion of living with a large amount of COVID in our community was a high risk one, and likely to bring waves of new variants, as we call it, new evolved versions of the virus that escape immunity from the previous version. And now that's proved to be true, of course, and so for the time being, we are going to keep seeing these waves, but it's only happening because we, as a world and as Australia, have a pretty hands-off approach to the virus. We say, and we have said, basically, our formal policy has been to let as much COVID in the community go as possible. We don't mind, so long as we protect the most vulnerable people in our community. That's been the strategy, to protect the elderly, protect those who are immunocompromised. My view is that's promoted the evolution of the virus. It's promoted the attitude that Macca spoke about before, which is we think the virus is over. We think the pandemic is over. We're casual about things. It's never been over. We've never been below 20,000 cases in Australia a day for this year. We haven't been below 20 deaths a day for the whole year. Mm. So it's not just this new wave. We've got ourselves into a complacent mindset that we never should have got into. And so for that reason, we can adopt, if we change our mindset, we can adopt methods to live with this that are much more anti the virus transmitting, but not onerous. So, for example, ventilation that I mentioned before, much more structural change that you won't notice, but where you're sitting now, Nick and Macca, will be a safe place. I don't know if it is now, but in the future it will be. It'll be legislated to be safe from an airflow point of view, in the same way as the water you're drinking is regulated. That's where we're headed. That's a much more sustainable way to do things. The other good news is science doesn't stand still, Nick, as you know well. So the tools we have now won't be the tools we have next year. We'll have better ones. And a year after that, we'll have better ones again. So the cavalry really does come in. But for the moment, we're in a really urgent situation, and I know it can look like a shoulder-slumping future for people where we think, how can we wear a mask and work from home and so on forever? We won't have to if we change our attitude, adopt a sort of what we call a vaccines plus measure. So vaccines are important, but so are some of these other non-disruptive measures, and encourage the science to kick in to give ourselves, you know, sort of step change improvements in the tools we have, such as a transmission blocking vaccine, which is the holy grail that we're all waiting on.
You may remember, Brendan, but I'm not going to assume your age. Back in the early 70s, there was a campaign, Declare War on 1034, which was the road toll, Victorian road toll. The current road toll in 2020 at more than a halfway park is 140. So there was a whole lot of campaigns ran and still run. Seatbelts, you know, speed, you know, the technology in motor vehicles that has allowed people to survive. Pretty serious deceleration incidents. They're not accidents. Do we need something like this with COVID? You know, 20 people a day, every day, dying, 20,000 infections, people not listening to the advice. That, you know, I understand people are tired, they're fatigued by it, I am, but, you know, do we need some sort of a campaign to get people to get their shit together, basically?
Yeah, we most definitely do, and I don't know, I'll clarify the figures. They were the minimum we've reached this year, so at the moment we're on an average of 65 deaths a day. In fact, today, already in just two states, 85 deaths in New South Wales and Victoria. We haven't had the other states announced yet. Today will be our deadliest day of the year, most likely. And we've got 50,000 cases today and 400,000 people right now in Australia with COVID. So that's why I say it's a crisis. My 20,000 comment was just that it never went away. Look, with the road toll, there's a lot talked about mandates at the moment, Macca. And, you know, we don't like mandates. We're actually incredibly comfortable with mandates. You know, seatbelts, licences, speed limits, drink driving, everything to do with your road toll analogy, helmets, whatever it is. We mandate that to within an inch of its life, and that's because we believe in the cause.
Yeah.
The cause has been sold to us well. And with COVID, it's the opposite. We've been told it's in the rearview mirror. We've been told it's behind us. We've defeated it. And that is, you know, for whatever reason, completely wrong. You know, whether I don't believe it was a dishonest message. I just think we wanted it to be so much that it's what got promoted.
Yeah.
Until we turn that around and say, actually, this is a big ongoing problem for us. We're going to need the community and governments and business to work together for a sustainable solution. And somewhere in there might be some rules, because we know rules work. We don't want them, but we know they work in particular circumstances. So yes, the campaign's important, but there's a message above that. And that's, you know, to sell us on the fact that we're in, you know, one of the biggest problems in Australia at the moment is COVID, yet very few people, to your opening remarks, know that.
Yeah. I've got an idea for a campaign. We've got to go. How about an image of someone laying on a hospital bed with a respirator with the caption, "This is the mask you'll wear when you don't take precautions about COVID."
Yeah, all of that, those analogies are fantastic. And, you know, but we've got to have governments that believe in it, and at the moment they don't.
Nick's got one final really quick question.
Yeah, final one from me, Brendan. How is the Australian vaccination effort going? We seem to lead the world once we got going in terms of getting to full vaccination, the two shots. But how are we going now with people getting a third shot and a fourth shot? And what's your advice about a third and a fourth shot?
So we did lead the world, and we especially led the world on getting vaccinated before we got infected. You know, the government of Australia gave us a gift in that very few countries had. So that was brilliant. And it's part of why we're in this complacent position. We've almost stalled completely at three doses, 70% or so of the eligible population, and only 40% of kids who are eligible are vaccinated. So we need a major push to get three doses, because against Omicron, two doses does almost nothing. Mm. But three doses is life-saving, basically. And if it's been a while since your third dose, you do need a fourth dose to top you back up to that level. It really is the difference between severe illness and just, you know, a week off. So please don't hesitate. It's the most important message from this morning. If you're due for a vaccination, go out and get it.
Yeah. Professor Brendan Crabb from the Burnett Institute, thank you for your time and your advocacy. We really appreciate it. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.